Pitcher's duel at Wrigley Field on Tuesday between the Reds and the Cubs. Billy Hamilton closing in on 50 stolen bases on the year. The Cubs sending Kyle Hendricks to the mound. He'd be opposed by Luis Castillo as he gets to work in the fourth inning of a scoreless game.
Swings and misses here on a breaking ball in the dirt. And that's a strikeout of Caratini by Castillo, and that's four of them by the right-hander tonight.
And Baez swings and misses, one down here in the Cubby fifth inning. These two guys matching each other pitch for pitch tonight. They have really been something. DeWine and out of the plate, and that's strike three call. Back-to-back punch outs for young Mr. Castillo. The wind, the kick, and the pitch. And a swing and a miss. He chased a ball in the dirt. That's a strikeout. And that's another 1-2-3 inning. He's retired seven straight. And that's lined into left field. And that ball is going to drop for a base hit. In to score from third base is Winker. And the Reds have taken a 2-0 lead. Runner goes. It's up and in. And that's number 50 for Billy Hamilton.
Four straight years, 50 or more for Billy.
That's pretty impressive. Zobrist waiting, and here's a pitch to him, and it's a line drive, base hit into right. One run scores. They're going to stop Hayward as the throw comes quickly back to the infield, cut off by Joey Votto. And it's a 2-1 ball game, and they are getting on. Raisel Iglesias here in the ninth. Tucker Barnhart sending out the sign, and now Iglesias sets and delivers, and strike three call, and this one belongs to the Reds.
Luis Castillo turned in six brilliant scoreless innings, and the Reds bullpen held on in the ninth inning for a 2-1 win against the world champion Cubs at Wrigley Field. Here is Red skipper Brian Price.
Yeah, big pitches. You know, they just don't give up. You know, the Cubs, when you get in this ballpark in particular, and actually from our experiences recently, you know, anywhere, you know, you see them play, they make a push. That second run obviously played really big with Billy getting the base hit off Wilson to add the second run. But, you know, they can run so many left-handed hitters at you. You know, we got Wandy. I got to pick my shots on when to use Wandy. And then you get to the closer, and he's facing almost a strictly left-handed hitting lineup. So there's a lot of challenges with that, and they don't run a whole lot of guys up there that aren't extremely reputable players. Very few guys that don't make you a little nervous when they're at the plate. So they created an opportunity, but we were able to withstand it and win the game.
0-0 game when you take Castillo out of the game to try to get a pinch hitter and a run up there, but man, before you took him out, was that as good as we've seen him?
I think so, and you know, those are the tough decisions. You know, it was, you know, we're in a first and third situation. I mean, I guess I could have sent him up there and maybe done a safety squeeze or something of that nature, but you really want a hitter in that situation. Yeah. that can maybe not leave it up to Billy with two outs to have to drive in the runs, you know, with no room for error to make an out. So, you know, I think the decision was the right one. The results weren't what we had hoped for. However, bullpen came in, and between Lorenzen, it got Harry Duvall to really save the day with that throw to second base on the ball that Amora hit, and then obviously some more great defense and pitching from in particular from Iggy.
Castillo, there's a lot of young pitchers on this mound facing the world champs, could be intimidated again, showing the presence. What was so good with him tonight?
Well, of all the things that he brings to the table as far as stuff goes, the thing that is the most important is the intangibles of makeup, the ability to compete and trust and have faith in his stuff. So he's willing to throw it over. He's willing to challenge good hitters in the strike zone with good stuff. He can manage three pitches, so he's got a slider and change for strikes as well. He does all those, the little minutiae, you know, things we talk about, controlling the running game, quick to the plate, feel your position, handle the bat when you're asked to do that. And now the stuff on top of it's the bonus, but what a contrast in pitchers. You know, you have Hendricks, who's, I think, led the league in the ERA last year and is just back and forth without velocity, but unbelievable command and change of speed. And you got the other kid that's throwing 10 miles an hour harder, but has a similar ability to change speeds with the breaking ball and the changeup. So it was really quite a contrast, but a lot of fun to watch.
It seemed like he was using that changeup and maybe the sliders as well. He got a lot of strikeouts with that, not just using the gas.
Yeah, you know, he's smart pitchers now. I mean, we're watching too many highlights where 100 mile an hour fastballs are getting knocked all over the ballpark, and he's got a terrific fastball, and we don't want to talk him out of using it, but it's the accessory pitches that make the fastball even better, and you still got to make good pitches with the fastball, and he's done that. He doesn't make a ton of mistakes with a fastball, and he can throw a secondary pitch when he's behind in the count, which keeps hitters from being able to simply hit off that high-velocity fastball.
He's had a couple outings now where he's thrown the two-seam more than any other pitch, and I know he picked it up 3 weeks ago. I mean, are you surprised by just how kind of lightning quick his development has been?
You know what? I would have said yes if this was his first start or second start. But the more you watch him and the more you watch how comfortable he is, as you mentioned, debut in Washington against a great team and then pitching in Yankee Stadium here in Chicago against the world champs, I mean, nothing has really seemed to phase him to this point. And he hasn't had – it's not like he's had nothing but success. You know, he's had games where he hasn't been real sharp or real effective, but it never carried over. He never got defensive. He never got scared to throw it over. And it's really the makeup that makes the player, and especially in this case.
The Reds sent Homer Bailey to the mound on Wednesday. He'll be opposed by John Lackey.